Over the last few years, TV has been looking really different from when we were kids. From the 1980s to 2017, the number of characters of color with speaking roles has nearly quadrupled, up from about 8% in the 80s to hovering around 30% today. Shows like Blackish and Fresh Off the Boat proved to TV networks that audiences, even white audiences, would watch shows centering on all Black or all Asian families.
It heralded a kind of a milestone for television in the sense that it proved that those shows were shows that everybody, even people in the heartland of America, were willing to watch. But we've also seen ever since, you know, November of last year, a lot of conversation in television around whether or not diversity has gone too far.
That's Jeff Yang, journalist, host of the podcast They Call Us Bruce, and father to a TV star. His son, Hudson Yang, plays the main character on ABC's Fresh Off the Boat. And Jeff recently wrote a piece about the latest phenomenon in television, the revivals and reboots of many 80s and 90s TV shows. And those make us feel nostalgic, but they also come at a cost, which is pulling back on diversity and sometimes in favor of all white casts of the past. I asked Jeff to lay out what shows we're talking about here.
We're really talking about just about everything you may have grown up with if, like myself, you're a kid of the 80s and 90s. Magnum P.I., Cagney and Lacey, Murphy Brown, Roseanne, The Greatest American Hero, which is kind of a deep cut for
some. Wow, that is a deep cut. They dug in the crates for that one.
They really did. And I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to that one for a lot of reasons. But, you know, we've already seen this phenomenon gaining traction with, you know, X-Files and Dynasty and, you know, other shows that are on the air currently. And what we're seeing is that the networks are just doubling down, essentially, on the phenomenon of everything old is new again.
Well, first of all, you very astutely give us the distinction and between what's a revival and what's a reboot. So for our audience members, can you give them a sense of what the difference is?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one thing to take old bottles and put new wine into them, so to speak. I mean, a reboot is taking a storyline or a situation and recasting it and kind of bringing it into the contemporary era. But what has been really interesting is that there have been more of these revivals proposed. And maybe the best example of that is Roseanne, right, which is coming back in a matter of weeks. Roseanne features the entire original cast of the original series. It's sort of follows on as if nothing has happened. The clock has just sort of been set forward a little bit. So it was like a kind of collect them all sort of thing. And they managed to pull this cast together to continue on, much as they did with Will and Grace, which is on the air right now.
So there is one thing that we're not talking about yet. You mentioned this in a piece you wrote about this revival of the revivals and the reboots. You say, like the original, Murphy 2.0, that is Murphy Brown, won't be all that brown. So, you know, for those of our listeners who don't remember the show, Murphy Brown was a show about a career woman, Candace Bergen, who I think for many young women of my generation sort of exemplified this, you know, early or, you know, third wave feminism, if you will. But here we are missing an element of racial diversity.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that is clear if you look backwards at that era, and again, it's an era I grew up in myself. I watched these shows and was devoted to a lot of them, is that if you're a person of color, if you're non-white, you really never saw yourself on screen, not even in many cases in the background or as an extra. These were shows that were set in some kind of parallel dimension where non-white people were carefully hidden behind lampposts. And certainly they weren't part of the main ensembles. And back in the 80s and 90s, I mean, you know, the tenor was that was kind of okay. There were shows for, let's say, Black people on the WB and the UPN. And then there were shows for everybody else, for, you know, the mainstream. And those shows were largely cast with white folk and white actors. And that's what we're seeing when you actually do these revivals, reach back and take the same casting tropes that existed back in an era before inclusion, before diversity really kind of became the buzzword. You're reviving that as well. And it feels like a lot of these, whether it's unconscious or not, I think that in many cases where Hollywood is concerned, Hollywood may not be overtly racist all the time, but it's certainly looking for money. And whenever they see a change in the weather or in the wind, they try to race down a path en masse to follow it. And the themes we're seeing in the world today are ones about the quote-unquote forgotten people of America, these were the white working class heartland, et cetera, even though those are people who have been happily watching the likes of Black-ish and Fresh Off the Boat over the last several years. There's a perception that somehow those individuals aren't being served by diverse TV.
Now, I just want to ask you one last question about reboots. There's the reboot of One Day at a Time, which is now with the Latino family, and they're sort of dealing with issues of gender identity and sexuality. And do you see that as being potentially the future for a lot of these, instead of revivals, just rebooting them to be more culturally relevant?
I mean, you know, we've been rebooting stuff since Shakespeare and onwards, right? Since the days of you know, the ancient Greeks. People have taken old stories and retold them in interesting ways. And One Day at a Time, you mentioned, is a fascinating example of how you can do that. Take a story that is resilient, but change it to make it feel relevant today. And in the case of One Day at a Time, she's a woman of color who's also a military veteran and who has a daughter who is encountering sexual identity discovery and who is relating to the world through those lenses. We're seeing that more and more with reboots that are taking risks in that fashion. The Greatest American Hero was originally about kind of like average white guy finding this alien supersuit and becoming a superhero. But the reboot that is currently in development actually is going to star a South Asian woman named Mira. And as a result, it's not going to just challenge the idea of what greatest means, but even quote-unquote American and quote-unquote hero, right? So, you know, all these things are in the mix when you're reinventing the things against a reality of different genders, different races, different backgrounds, different heritages.
Sounds kind of like the national conversation. Jeff, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Jeff Yang, journalist and host of the podcast They Call Us Bruce. In this era of revivals and reboots, we asked you guys to reach back and think about shows from your younger days. What would you do to update those old favorites for 2018?
My name is Scott from Akron, Ohio. And one TV show from my childhood that I'd like to see revised if it were updated would be Happy Days. And perhaps rewriting with more offerings from the alternating perspectives of Marion, Joni, Arnold, Leather Tuscadero, and Ralph.
Different Strokes, addressing not only blended and non-traditional family, but also LGBTQ issues. Mariama, Glasgow Kirkland, Houston, Texas.
This is Daniel from Portland. I would love to see Captain Planet brought back, but in a way that actually highlights modern technological advances and some of the possibilities we could be exploring.
So how would you update a beloved show from your youth to make it more relevant for today? Put it in a tweet and let us know. We are at The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.